In his book, Heart Jewel, Venerable Geshe begins with a long section explaining the good qualities of Jeton Kapa, the benefits of relying upon Jeton Kapa, how to rely upon Jeton Kapa, the Guru Yoga of Jeton Kapa. You can read this precious book again and again, Heart Jewel. I want to summarize Venerable Geshe-la's teachings about Jeton Kapa by referring to another of his precious books, Mirror of Dharma. The Mirror of Dharma is oral instruction, modern oral instruction, presented by Venerable Geshe-la for us. It offers a quick path to enlightenment. And in this precious book, among other things, Venerable Geshe-la gives a commentary to Jeton Kapa's three principal aspects of the path. And at the beginning of that, there's a section called Who is Jeton Kapa? For me, this is the most precious few pages. So precious. It seems as if Geshe-la has condensed within these few words all we need to know about Jeton Kapa and how to rely upon him, and then indirectly how to rely upon the Dharma protector, Dorje Shugden. So Geshe-la says, you know, from the point of view of ordinary, of common appearance, Jeton Kapa was a Tibetan master and scholar who founded the Nyukadampa lineage. He says, Atisha, the Indian Buddhist master Atisha, founded the Kadampa lineage in general, and Jeton Kapa founded the Nyukadampa lineage. And he says both lineages are the very essence of Buddhist teachings, and both are most suitable for the people of this modern age. So this is one thing we're going to understand about Jeton Kapa. He is a modern guru. Dorje Shugden, he is a modern protector, perfect for our time. So Geshe-la says it's from the point of view of common appearance. From the point of view, later Geshe-la says, in truth, this means if you have some special mind, some special understanding, in truth, Jeton Kapa is an emanation of Buddha Shakyamuni, the founder of Buddhism. I think we can spend hours and hours and hours thinking about each sentence here, deeply thinking about the meaning and about the implications of these sentences. But definitely we need to take to heart, Jeton Kapa is an emanation of Buddha Shakyamuni, the founder of Buddhism. Geshe-la says, Buddha Shakyamuni emanated Jeton Kapa to spread his pure teachings of Sutra and Tantra, Sutra and Tantra in general, and Highest Yoga Tantra in particular, throughout the world. This is function. And this again, now we understand something about Jeton Kapa. Although both the old Kadampa lineage and the new Kadampa lineage are, they are both the very essence of Buddhist teachings. One significant difference is that in the old Kadampa lineage, the practice of Highest Yoga Tantra is implicit. The new Kadampa lineage, the practice of Highest Yoga Tantra is explicit. From Jeton Kapa onwards up to our present guru, these teachers teach Highest Yoga Tantra is a quick path to enlightenment in a way that we can accomplish easily and quickly in this life. We will see what that means soon. So we understand Jeton Kapa is an emanation of Buddha Shakyamuni. understand why Buddha himself emanated as Jetsongkhapa. Geshe says in the prediction chapter of the King of Instructions Sutra, Buddha made a prediction about Jetsongkhapa. He used Jetsongkhapa's actual name, Losang Drakpa, Samadhikirti in Sanskrit. And he used the name of the monastery, Ganden, that Jetsongkhapa founded not far from Lhasa. And he explained that Jetsongkhapa would clarify the meaning of Buddhist teachings of Sutra and Tantra to prevent people following mistaken views. So now we understand something special about Jetsong. Why did Buddha reappear at that time in the aspect of Jetsongkhapa? To clarify, because by that time, many, many misunderstandings have arisen. People were following many, many strange practices, strange rituals, strange misunderstandings, mistaken views. To prevent this, Buddha appeared as Jetsongkhapa to help people avoid mistaken views. And so this is again another characteristic we understand about Jetsongkhapa. Jetsongkhapa's Dharma is unmistaken. This is an extraordinary word, unmistaken. Maybe you've read in, for example, Great Treasure of Merit, elsewhere Geshe-la mentions this Mahasiddha Menkangpa, who famously said, unmistaken Dharma is Lam Rim Lojong Mahamudra, German Ochak Lam Losum. In Tibetan, German Ochak Lam Losum. Unmistaken Dharma, Chak, Chakya Chimpo, Mahamudra, Lam, Lamrim, Lo, Lojong. It seemed like very simple words. Don't seem that significant. But if we think deeply, we will understand. This is what Jetsongkhapa revealed. How to train in Kadam Lamrim, how to train in Lojong, and most especially, how to train in highest yoga tantra, especially Mahamudra. Unmistaken explanation